101.3 WIBD AM 1470. 1972 for Neil Diamond and Song Sung Blue. It is 8:15, 32 degrees. Feels like it's 19 with that nice breeze out there this morning. And we have guests from the Volunteer Center of Washington County as well as the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust this morning. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So you want to go ahead and end?
Sure. I'm Melanie Gonring, the program director at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spettle, marketing specialist at the Volunteer Center.
And I'm Josh Schlicht. I'm the stewardship coordinator for the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Josh is a repeat offender now.
So. Yes.
Yep, second time.
That's good, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We didn't scare him away after
no.
the first time.
Well, we try not to.
So, all right. So, busy time at the Volunteer
it
Center?
It is a busy time. And so we wanted to take the kickoff today's radio segment with just thanking everybody. It is National Volunteer Week, which we were joking around the office the other day is like our Christmas here at the Volunteer Center. And so National Volunteer Week was established in 1974 and has grown each and every year. You know, just people giving back and trying to lead lives that reflect their values. Doing good comes in many forms. And this week we really recognize and celebrate all of those volunteers. So whether you've, you know, come through the center and signed up on our website, which we always talk about at the end, or you help out in the hub, or you're a volunteer at the Land Trust, any one of our partner agencies, and all those other volunteers that help with church and school, and just we just want to take this week and say thank you and celebrate all the amazing things that volunteers do for our community.
So. If there were no volunteers, communities would just grind to a halt.
Absolutely.
Very true.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we can't even think of all the volunteers that there are out there. So that really is what makes community. So.
Right.
Yeah. So absolutely. Happy National Volunteer Week, everyone.
All right.
Yeah. And then I think Michelle and I just wanted to talk a little bit about some things coming up at the Volunteer Center. It's a really busy time for us as we move into the summer months, things ramp up around our offices. And one thing we have coming up later this month is our next Do Good bus ride. Typically, we have those on the third Saturday, but because we have Easter this month, we've pushed it back to April 27th. That is a Saturday morning. We'll be out on the bus from about 8:30 to 12:30. Our ride this time is sponsored by Horicon Bank, so thank you. Our little teaser is over the river and through the woods on the Do Good bus we go. We're going to get outside and help celebrate spring by giving back to nature. And hopefully nature is a little more on our side 2 weekends from now. But that ride is family friendly. And if you're coming without a parent, we ask that you be at least 14 years old. So you can sign up for that on our website, volunteernow.net.
All right.
A few other things going on. We in the hub have, Superpower Hour. That is a volunteer project that is geared towards children 3 and up, although you can be any age to take part in the Superpower Hour. It's coming up April 16th from 3:30 to 4:30, and they're going to be making make and take garden starters in the hub. So a little bit of another spring.
We're all thinking spring.
All right.
May 18th is our hub birthday party. It'll be a year since we officially and grandly opened the doors at the hub. We'll have live music, a live painting demonstration by Daniel Fleming, birthday cupcakes, and a special kindness project that day going on. They'll be making birthday cake baskets.
Birthday boxes for the food pantry.
Yeah, so they're so
going along with that birthday theme.
Yeah, okay. And so those will be sent over to the Full Shell Food Pantry, and it'll be a take-home kit to make a birthday cake for your loved ones.
Oh, okay.
Then we have Camp Superhero coming up this summer. That happens every Wednesday. It's for middle schoolers and high schoolers. We have a few spots left for our middle school-aged students. That, again, go to the website, and you can sign up for Camp Superhero The Hub has a garden plot, and that is located in the community garden that's near Manitou. And that we're looking for volunteers to help us if you are interested in gardening or just have a little time to water throughout the summer. We're looking for people like that to help us out. So
And our tip week at the Hub this week is helping to sponsor that garden plot. So your tips will help purchase plants for things that will grow in the garden, which you'll see, again, served in the Hub.
How big is the garden plot?
It is a 20 by 10 or something. I looked it up.
I'm the last person to ask about gardening, so okay.
I did look it up. It's like about a 20 by 10 plot. We typically, well, this is our second year. Last year there were a lot of herbs, some lettuces and things that we can use in the Hub. So like Melanie said, you'll see those things being served up on our plates in the Hub.
Fun.
So I guess let's move on over to our guest today, because we were talking about being outdoors and stuff. So let's talk about what you guys are up to.
Yeah, so at OWLT, we're super busy. The last couple weeks have been busy with getting things ready for spring. We've been hitting the ground running with prescribed fire season, and now we're transitioning into gearing up for our work days coming up this spring and summer months. So keep an eye out for on the Volunteer Center. We'll advertise, as well as on our website, which is owlt.org. And got lots of events coming up.
We should probably tell everybody what OWLT stands for and what your mission is in the community.
Yeah, so OWLT, we're the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, and we're based here right out of West Bend, where our office is in the old historic train depot. But we have 32 properties in the two counties here that we steward and protect and are free and open to the public. So, and our mission is to preserve the water resources, natural areas, and working lands of Ozaukee and Washington counties. And so I would encourage anyone to look us up. If you're not familiar with us, you just want to find a nice, quiet place outdoors, all of our properties are listed on our website. And find one near you, and I would encourage you, hopefully the weather clears up here in the few next couple days, and you can really get a good view of some of the spring growth that's coming in the next couple of months here.
Because you said there is some spring growth that's already starting.
Yeah, definitely. Before the snow hit, we could see just a few spring ephemerals. This last week I saw first spring ephemeral hepatica blooming, and so these next couple weeks they're really going to hit in full force with the increase in temperatures. So, and these forests that we have are really quite beautiful in the spring, and the flowers only last maybe 2 to 3 weeks. So I would encourage you to get out there. Feel free to reach out to us if you want a recommendation on a good spot and really experience kind of what spring has to offer here.
Let me ask you a question you may not know the answer to.
Yeah.
Morel mushrooms. Do you find those on any of your properties?
They're definitely around. I'm not a mushroom hunter by any means, but I know some people who are. Some of our sites have restrictions on that type of stuff, but
I'm sure, because you don't want people wandering in and fucking everything away, right?
Yeah. But yeah, there's a big following for mushroom hunters, and they're pretty tasty from what I know. So,
you guys, so now when you're talking about people going out to the properties, you guys have a lot of hiking trails.
Yeah, a lot of our, like I mentioned, we have 32 nature preserves that are free and open to the public, most of which have really nice accessible trails that are maintained throughout the year with great volunteers. Like we mentioned, we really appreciate all the volunteers that we get and that do a lot of work on our properties. But they range. We have sites in, right here in West Bend, Port Washington, Grafton, Town of Erin, all over the, and Mequon, all over the two counties. So there's bound to be one within a few minutes of where you live, and I'd really encourage you to get out there and explore.
Josh, when it comes to your volunteer work days, you mentioned coming up. What are some of the types of projects that volunteers help with?
Yeah, so coming up at the end of the month, we'll be doing some river cleanup work days. These things are posted on our website. We have a calendar page on our website that details all these events. And coming up in May, we'll be really hitting the ground running with our garlic mustard pull-a-thon, event that we work with SeaWISC, which is the Southeastern Wisconsin Invasive Species Consortium. And so we will have several events at four different properties across the two counties where we'll be pulling garlic mustard, an invasive species, out of our high-quality natural areas and really trying to preserve the ecological landscape that we have on our properties.
We have a pull-a-thon in our backyard, too.
Nice. Yeah. It's definitely a problem, and we try to work in the not-so, you know, infested areas, and we can really make a big impact in, you know, grabbing a few plants that might be scattered across a large area. So
prevent them from making it into another large area,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we look forward to, I know we're bringing some of the Camp Superhero kids out this summer and getting out onto your property. I know.
Yeah. It's a secret, Melanie.
They don't know which week.
They're not listening now. They're all in school.
Oh, yeah, good right. Point.
Yeah, and
we always enjoy coming out to your properties. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, we can anyone looking to volunteer is welcome to reach out to us. All our contact information is on our website. Also, the Volunteer Center is a great way to get a hold of us too. We have great partners in the Volunteer Center, and they can point us to.
Yes.
Other than doing the cleanups, what other kind of volunteers do you need?
Basically, anyone looking to just be outside is, you know, or anybody looking just to learn more about natural resources. People just wanting to give back to, you know, the natural communities we have. So invasive pulling is a big deal. Trail maintenance is another big one. We have a couple big trail building projects coming up this summer that we'll need help with. One is coming up for Sauk Creek Nature Preserve in Port Washington. So keep an eye out for our website on that. But we're very flexible in tailoring our volunteer opportunities to people. So if you have a skill that you might feel is valuable to the land trust, feel free to let us know, and we can kind of work around your schedule and get you set up on a property and things like that. So,
sounds great.
Yeah.
Sorry. Are we ready for needs of the week?
Oh, yes, we are. So there's an annual need of the week from the Washington County Humane Society. Their rummage sale's coming up. So if you love a good rummage sale and you love to help animals, then contact them, help them get ready. The tasks need... they need assistance with sorting items, setting up the sale, working the event, cleaning up afterwards. And that is from May 6th to June 3rd between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. So it takes a while to get them set up. It's a family-friendly opportunity. However, individuals should be at least 16 years old.
Well, and they're doing something different this year. I don't know if you know or not, but they're not doing the rummage sale at the shelter this year.
Right,
they're doing it at Fair Park. So they also need people to load semi-trailers and unload semi-trailers and that as part of it this year.
Right. So, I mean, the sale has gotten bigger and bigger every year, and they've outgrown their last year's situation.
Yeah, Debbie was here last week and said they ran out of space.
Yes.
One of our brand new members that we work with is Horizon Home Care and Hospice. They actually run the hospice out at Cathy Hospice here connected to St. Joe's. And so they are looking for volunteers who would be provided with training so they are properly able to assist the nursing staff serving the needs of the patients there in the hospice. So for that, they are looking for volunteers to be at least 18 years old. And the hours helping out over there are flexible. So if that's something that speaks to you, I know it takes very special volunteers who are willing to help in hospice situations. So that would be a great opportunity that's flexible for you.
And our last need is actually one of my first volunteer things I did as an adult. Mm-hmm. It is home delivery, so a Meals on Wheels type delivery program through the ADRC of Washington County. They're looking for people who have a valid driver's license to deliver meals in the Slinger area. Though it is between 11 a.m. and 12:15 Mondays in Jackson. Anyway, there's a bunch of different locations, so Germantown, Jackson, Slinger. So they're looking for people to deliver meals to people who are homebound. They're warm meals, and it's really, you get to kind of know the people that you drop off to, and it's a nice thing to do as a volunteer.
And if you're not a driver, I know they were also looking for people to work in West Bend to to help pack meals Monday through Friday.
So. Right, right. Yeah, so it's a big program, and you can really touch the lives of people.
And make sure they've got a nice hot meal at noon, yes. which, you know, a lot of times, if you, especially if you're living alone, you don't want to mess around with that at noon. So
right.
have somebody bring you meatloaf.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And there's usually some other things, too, that they can eat at a different meal. So, yeah, it's a really great program. So,
all right. And if people want to find out more about more than 200 volunteer job opportunities,
you can visit the Volunteer Center's website, volunteernow.net, or you can always give us a call at 338-8256, and any of us who answer the phone would love to help make a volunteer match for you.
And we should mention that the Volunteer Center of Washington County is located in just on the roundabout in the under construction once again other side of the roundabout,
but still easy to get to.
You can get to us from
Main Street. You can come up Indiana. It's we're easy to get to.
Yeah, so in West Bend, and also don't forget the hub is upstairs. You're downstairs.
Yes, it is.
So, all right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Thank you for coming again.
Thanks for having me,
Melanie, Michelle. Here we are. I guess we're, look at that, 8:30 already. All right. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.